Hey, welcome to the One Show. This is C. Martin. How coming at you? And I'm here to say insurance contractors, man, what are you supposed to do? So we have the recoverables of the contracts that the insurance will pay, right? And then that's the recoverables. That's everything that the insurance does, and then they recover all the rest. Now, here is the funniest effing thing about it. Are you that dumb to let them do it? Are you that dumb to let them do it? It could be the case. Honestly, it could be the case. I'm watching how I don't want to say the publication of debauchery that is political. I'm really not a political person. I've never been a political person, but I do understand the law. Now, see, that's one thing that people don't anybody. You have to understand the law. Do not sit there and listen to a stupid thing because the YouTube things that tell you the law, it's not right. It's not correct. It's not. Because every single state has a different law for everything. So you just follow the law. First of all, just follow the law. That's all you have to do. And if you get screwed by the law, it's probably because you're doing something that shouldn't be coagulated. And I'm saying that as a wrong term, but coagulated being like something that like congeals. Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that. Cause that's what everybody wants you to do. Everybody wants you to say, hey, you know what? Fuck the law. No, don't fuck the law. The law is there for a reason. Dude, if everybody just decided to just go ape shit. What was it? The mob stealings in big, you know, it first of all, it's hilarious. It's hilarious because anybody who knows those laws, because those people can't stop them. People can't stop them because it's already been noted that it was put on the YouTube that and on multiple, which I don't adhere to the social media, but because I think the social media is broken. Basically social media is you're just giving all your information out, you know what, and they're jerking off with it with lube of other people's. Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. You want to stay safe. Don't put your shit out there. When I was a kid, dude, if you wanted to put your shit out there, you joined, you were in a band, or you know, you were in another band, or you were in a group, or you know, it's right now, it's so toxic. I almost said that stupid gaslighting word. Toxic. Bullshit. Britney Spears coined that word. Everyone else took it away from her. Which I know that she just got divorced, and that sucks. Divorce sucks. What are you going to do with divorce? What are you going to do? Like, it's like, oh. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say on that. So I'm looking at these. I was dealing with these people that were help built my roof, and I said I'm saying this help built my roof. Don't trust everybody. Because these people were, and I'm asking for the recoverables, and he's like, "Oh, what are recoverables? I don't know what you're saying. Like all the money, because you charge us this much for this roof, but it's worth more than that, right? So you're gonna get paid? No. Just go ahead and just give me the." Contract. See, it's with all right. So here it is. A insurance companies we've been paying in our insurance company for like 20 years or over 20 years for our insurance company, and they can't give us what we need because everyone else takes and everyone's going to take. I mean, that's just part of human what is it, mutant. They're all mutants. Anybody who's like, "Well, I want a whole new house." That's a mutant. That's a person who doesn't think about anybody else but themselves. It's the truth. If you look at the insurance, all right, so you pay in the insurance, right? And then, like, let's say, all right, we'll put it this way. You pay in the insurance, and you have a really nice car. And then somebody hits you in the side. And I'm taking this from you, my buddy, because he put it so well. Somebody hits you in the side, you're going to want your old car replaced, correct? Because you just bought it. But here's what they don't tell you. Here's what they don't tell you, though. Second you drive a new car off a lot, it loses how much money? Like, you got to think about, because I've never been a fan of buying a new car. I never bought a new car. I don't buy new cars. My significant other, she might, but I don't. I saw a truck that was awesome the other day, but it was gone. You know, it was a good car. But who am I to have money as a stay-at-home dad? You know? Everyone gets mad at me that I'm a stay-at-home dad. You know, I write. And I create. And the second I create, people are getting upset. No, I had this to Jay. I had this today that I told my contractor, I was like, "Dude, I need everything you've done." And he's like, "Well, I don't understand what you mean. You're a psycho." I'm like, "Yeah, yes. I have studied psychology for many years. I audited Berea College, you know, because I didn't have any money for college, so I just audited classes. It was like $5 a class. And then I had to buy the books. That was the most expensive part." So he's like, "Oh, you're a psycho." I'm like, "All right, whatever. So I'm asking for this, and you're telling me I'm a psycho. I need every single thing that you did. Every single thing. Because you all were And I talked to somebody, I talked to a 58-year-old black man today, bald head, gray beard. Really awesome. Like, he reminded me of my old friend back in the day, but, I really liked him. But, you got to talk to people. You got to make sure people are golden. You know what I mean by golden? It's that they're not going to fuck you. Because everybody is out there to fuck you. No offense, but it's the truth. Everybody wants their peace. And then some. But then when you meet those really small amount of people that are like, dude, I don't care. I want to just do a good job. Those are the people that you hold on to. Like Austin Kelly. You hold on to people like that. You never look back on them. You try to push them forward. Because you're going to have tons of people that think they are better than you. I'm better than everything you are. Well, who are those people? Finite. It's all finite. So this dude calls me and he's like, oh my gosh, I got a story. And and he called me, I think 45 minutes ago. And he's like, oh, I got a story. Because that's all I really want is a story. Everything's going to happen. People don't understand that about me. Everything's going to happen. And If I can know more about it, am I better? No. But it would make me feel better. So let's just work on that. Everybody's got a story. I am having to deal with right now things that are happening. And I myself am it is what it is. So let's just make this happen. Pray to the universe. If this can happen, it can happen. If it can, it can't. Listen, if it can't, then I'll figure out another way it can. And that's the God honest truth. Because I'm always good at that. I will always make sure that something happens. Hey, this is T. Martin Howe coming at you. And I'll see you next time.